Hello, everybody.
Hello, guys.
Hello, and welcome back to Black Scott Pod with your favorite hosts, Susie.
And your other favorite host, Shirley.
Yes, Shirley. Welcome back, guys.
Yeah.
If you have been following our socials, then you know that we have a very special announcement. Something really fun, cool, exciting, a little bit different happened for you girls. We were approached by a production company in, last year, summerish, I think.
Summerish,
last year, to take part in a little TV show for the Beeb, for BBC Scotland.
For the Bubka. Bubka.
Yeah.
It was wild. It was fun.
Mm-hmm. So
guess
the show,
go through it.
Yeah. So this is the episode. Yeah, I know. So this is just the episode where we're just going to talk about our experience doing that, and if you loved having us on, Scotland's Greatest Escape, and you're just like, oh man,
I really wish I knew more.
How did you guys find it? And I really wish I could spend more time with you. Then, yeah, this is the episode for you. Anyway, so we got approached in the summertime by one of the researchers for the production company. Bear in mind, I was, stressed. I was so stressed. 2022. This is what they say about Instagram versus reality and stuff, because on Instagram and all that stuff, you're like, oh my god, wow, all these amazing things are clearly happening to you in your life. But I was stress
was real. I think we literally only got half a year's episodes of podcasting in
last year.
It was some fuck shit.
Yeah, it was non-stop.
Literally.
I was already stressed out. I will hold my hand up for this one because I completely missed that email.
Yeah.
I missed that email.
I'm sure I saw it and then I was like, Susie's got it.
No, seriously. It was one of those times where you've just received so many emails and you put it in the back of your mind, I need to reply back to that.
Mm-hmm.
Or I just read a tiny bit of it and I was just kind of my head was just not in the right place. I was just
in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, I was I'll come back to whatever these emails are. Never did. I never did. I literally just completely forgot all about it. Came back from the British Podcast Awards, I can't remember what it was, but just came back from doing something like that. And bless him, he literally reached out again to be hey, I just want to check.
I just want to know if you saw this or not.
I just want to check that you received this email. And I was like, oh my God. Literally called Shirley to be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, I missed this email. all of that kind of stuff. Yeah. And I was like, so listen, they want to talk to us about being on a TV series. They said it's a travel type show thing going on. I've got no clue, but it sounds interesting. Let's take the call. Anyway, so we took a call. I think we can probably say his name. To be honest,
Funnily enough, the day we took that call, we took the initial phone call first, didn't we?
Initial call was, listen, it's in it's going to be a short, this is series one, we don't know what the name is yet, and we're going to have contributors from across Scotland, and they're going to be made up of different people, so best friends, families, couples, that kind of thing, and they're going to go away on holidays on across Scotland, and they're going to review it. They're going to review their stays. And then there's going to be a big series finale at the end.
Yeah.
Something like that. We're still working through the details, but that's basically the general gist of it. Is it something that you'd be interested in?
Yes.
Trying to keep cool on the call. I guess.
No, but at that time I was like, oh, yeah, we'll just go in for it. We'll see what happens. What happens, happens. All right, whatever.
Yeah, like you don't want to get your hopes up at all. Yeah. And this is the summer, and like obviously, like Connect Festival had also approached us to be like, hey, as part of like, you know, we're working with the List magazine, mm-hmm. And stuff, and they've recommended you guys to do a a little live podcast for the speakeasy tent and stuff. So do you guys want to like come in and do that? I was like, right, So the only day that we could do, okay. So the researchers, Cahal. I think. Cahal? Mm-hmm. My God.
I get scared to pronounce his name. He literally told us.
Guys, I feel so bad.
I just
don't
want to get it wrong because, like, I know how it feels when I'm like, it's not even that hard of a name to pronounce.
Yeah.
People are just like,
yeah. Can't you just say it? Listen, Irish names.
Like, I'm already trying to fit my tongue around three different dialects, and now you're giving me a fourth.
I'm still trying to figure out how Siobhan is spelt like that.
Listen, Soyban. Like,
Siobhan.
And Neve, name.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I used to love the name Neve, and I always thought I would name, like, my kid Neve, because I freaking love, what do you call it, Scream.
Oh, right.
Franchise, yeah. Like, after Neve Campbell, but. Everybody's calling their kid Neve now, so I can't do it.
Nah, you can't.
Anyway,
it's like Neve and Nevea. Like, leave Nevea alone.
Nevea. Anyway.
Nevea! Stop.
Anyways, yeah, so part of the thing was that we had to do a casting tape. So me and Charlie were like,
This is on the day, by the way, of Connect Festival.
The day of Connect Festival was the only day that we could do this tape. And it was like a video call. And he was like, I'm just going
to
ask you some questions.
That day was such a fuck it day. Like, in the mm-hmm. best way possible. Because I was like, nah, my nerves are already stressed. Here anyways. Mm-hmm. Like, I am here. Mm-hmm. If I can't go any further up, I know for a fact there's no further up that they can go. I'm already here.
I'd hit the wall of stress. Like, I'd hit it right then. I'd actually hit it.
Just let it. Do you know, I knew that the wall of stress had been hit when I done your two cornrows messily for you. Your wig on top. And then Susie was like, no, I'm going like this. And I was like, but I haven't done them properly. No, I'm going like this.
Yeah.
I was like, damn. Yeah.
I was done. I just had to get the got to be and just like shove all the hair. Like, just...
God, I do feel you. I don't even think I had to wash my hair properly. I think I put my curling gel in and then left it, and then like it was just sparsy as hell. Like sparsely.
So stressful
day. But to be fair with you, that phone call actually relaxed me so mm-hmm. freaking much.
Well, because he was it was just like hanging out with a friend. I think it was also like a chemistry test. I don't know what it is. Yeah. Like, are you like actually interesting? I guess is what they were trying to figure out. Like, oh, if you're on screen, can you, like, are you actually, or are you, like, just dead?
You made me so comfortable that I actually ended up making that milk and cows reference, which was wild.
Honestly, the questions were so fun. But, there's at one point, what was the question? I can't even remember what it was, but.
I made a reference about us knowing how to milk cows. And I was like.
Oh, yeah, we don't mind going out. Yeah. We don't mind traveling. Yeah. But, in the wilderness, sure, no thing. Just get a cow. Like, just milk it. Like,
I was.
It's like when you have a CV question.
Casting for BBC, Shirley's talking about milking cows.
And then there's just like a moment where like all three of us on the call are just like.
That really took him aback. That actually, like, it took him a good couple of minutes to get himself back together to get the rest of the interview. I mean, like, I know how to make him
laugh.
Oh, yeah, I don't know how to make him laugh. Make him laugh.
We were just stressed out. Anyway, whatever. We did the call and just basically put it to the back of our minds and just went and did Connect Festival, which was fun. Oh, that was so stressful because it was raining as well. Oh, no. It was cold. It was raining. And we were like, who's going to turn up? It's raining.
I was so prepared to sit in a tent full of two people and call it a day.
Who's going to go? Oh my god. Anyway, whatever. People did turn up and that was wonderful and lovely. Thank you.
Yeah.
So after that, I think there was like a week or something. I obviously just went back to the day job and all that stuff. And eventually, I think, was it a call or was it an email? I can't remember. But it might have been a call or anyways.
Yeah.
They go back in contact with us. We're like, hey, congratulations. So we want to do this with you guys. And let's just work out some filming dates. Cool.
When like, y'all available. I was like, no way.
Let me work out my filming dates. Yeah. We got the filming dates. And they're like, oh, so you know how you said explicitly in the tape how much you love mermaids, Susie. So I can't tell you where you're going, but all I'm saying is you may need a swimsuit.
That is freaking gold.
I said,
huh. That is gold. It's when they say swimsuit, I was like, you will
what you need to
me.
Pack. What you like, need you to pack. I said, what? Where are we going? Anyway, a couple of weeks passed, so gave our availability and all that stuff. Didn't know pretty much anything. All we knew was like
we're gonna go away to
Scotland somewhere, maybe.
And
maybe
because
well, there was also like loads of like different changes. We just literally didn't know any location. No. We just knew there was gonna be water. Anyway.
Oh God. Yeah.
So me being overprepared, Nelly, I literally ran to Decathlon.
So funny, honestly.
I ran to Decathlon.
In my house, thinking, yeah, I got a swimsuit. Yeah, I've got a couple of things. Got a jacket. I'm gonna just pack things up. So packed, and then Susie's like, yeah. So
I've been to Decathlon.
Do you need anything? And I'm like, wait. First of all, what's Decathlon? I was like, Susie. Wait, ain't nobody know none of this mountain climbing stuff? Do you think
mountain climbing? Are you serious? Decathlon is one of the greatest shopping franchises out there. Like, sponsor me, Decathlon. I buy anything and everything. It's like Primark for like exercise stuff.
Weird.
Honestly, I've got my weight set from them. Like, oh. I literally have free weights. I got it for £70. It's got a barbell. It's got, I don't know, up to 120 kilograms.
Okay,
I don't know, but it's something that I don't know. I can't remember how much it is. But it was like really reasonable for what it was.
Yeah.
I got my step up stool, my kettlebells, my yoga mats. It's good. It's where I got my mountain hiking shoes from. Oh, it's just amazing.
Girl ran.
Great prices.
I need shoes. I was like, okay, I got my dirty Air Forces.
No, I was like, see if we have to do, because I was like, this sounds like we might have to do some walking. Like, I'm not, you like, won't catch me falling on TV.
She was like, do you have a raincoat? You need a raincoat.
Well, yeah, did you have a raincoat?
I didn't have one. That's why you ended up having to get me one.
Yeah, I literally got Shirley a raincoat.
It's when you were just throwing fucking words into text messages. I can't remember.
No, you know what I'm saying? It's the ADHD at that point. Oh, my God.
Or like an over something. An over jacket or like something. And you were like, have you got that? I'm like, what the fuck even is that, bro?
Yeah, like a windshieldy type of jacket.
There you go. That's exactly how she put it out there. Yeah. A windshieldy type of jacket. I was like, oh, I've got jackets.
I'm like, not like a warm jacket. I mean, like one that just protects you from the wind and rain. Sometimes you don't want. I'm like, because sometimes you don't. You know what I mean, guys? Sometimes you don't want to be wearing like a big, thick jacket because it's too warm, but you just want that outer layer. That's what it was. True. Like an outer layer.
Nah, Susie rescued me. I wouldn't even lie, guys. She actually
rescued me. No, my ADHD was in full swing. Oh my God. Like, I was prepared. Like, even, like, they were great, obviously, because they offered to pay expenses and stuff. And they definitely, they had, like, we found out later, they had wetsuits.
If I had a wetsuit on and those shoes, I think I would
have slipped.
Swimming for donkeys, boy.
I don't even know.
I would have been swimming for hours. I think I would have done laps.
Even you were doing laps.
I was.
Anyways.
Being like, oh, I can swim. I can't swim. Looking like a fucking tadpole.
I got my swimming put to the test in this series. And I think that's the funniest part of all of this is me actually getting back into the water. Surely. No, anyways, let's before we even jump into that section. Sorry, guys. Just jumping all over the place now. So on the day, of our first day of filming. So they came to pick us up like the day before filming. And we met the best person ever. Our production assistant, Ella.
I miss home.
I know.
Sorry. I miss you a lot if you're listening. I know.
That girl has listened to many, 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 many hours of unofficial Black Scott pod. So on the last day, when she just had to turn up the volume, so shut up.
That was my favorite part. I could see that volume gradually getting louder and louder. I was like, girl, I'm so sorry. No, see, when I first got off that taxi and I said hi to you and then said hi to her, that is not what she was in for. Like, I do not think that two and two were put together. But Susie, from the moment we buckled our seats in from across the road from your house until we got off out of that car, we did not stop.
We never stopped talking. Because at first she was trying to be really polite and, like, obviously just leave us to it. But then she was like, wait, this is some good chat.
I know! That's why she was... You can see her, like, looking back in the mirror. I was like, you know this is sassy.
This is good. Good. Let's... Oh, we actually had life chats, like, in that car. Life chats. Was this the day that we got lost?
It was the first...
So on the way,
that introduction was freaking. I think the total journey was only meant to be 4 hours, if I'm correct. Right?
If she's listening to this, I know she's cringing.
I know this is gonna give you PTSD.
But Ella, because you've already declared what happened, we can now talk about it.
And to be fair with you, I say this, I actually enjoyed that. It was probably my favorite part of.
Yeah, it would have been boring if it hadn't arrived. Yeah.
That must have been exhausting for her, by the way, when I actually deep it. And by the end of it, she was like as we were driving in the dark to Campbellton, I was like, this is the part I know can be boring as fuck as a driver. Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing. Just nothing. Pastures.
Mm-hmm. Like the literally
pastures,
like,
and sea. Look to that side, sea. This side, pastures.
Yeah.
I genuinely feel for her. I also do have to say to her, by the way, probably one of the best drivers I've ever been in a car with. Kudos to her, because I've got car phobia. I've got car
anxiety. Well, that's what we realized, that there's such a difference between a woman driving. Sorry, man. It sounds so bad. Sorry, happy International Women's Day.
Happy International Women's Day.
But there's no kind of difference.
So at ease. Like, I am never at ease in a car. Like, unless it's
like
my mom is driving, I'm like, bro, I'm finna like face this way. You just do you. Because then it's
something stressful about watching your mom drive, though.
She's got anxiety too, so you know she's moving with anxiety in the back of her mind. So I'm
but that's when she's steady. She's steady with it.
I was so comfortable through all of those rides, each and every single one of them, and we drove a lot. So kudos to you, Ella. Thank you for that.
So anyway, wake up the first day, and she's like, "Do you guys know where you're going?" No. Where are we going? She's like, "Okay, I can tell you now." So we're going to Davar Island, and we're going to stay at this old lighthouse keeper's, like, home. And we're like, okay, interesting. No expectations. They're like, it's on, you have to get onto Davar Island. You have to drive. And it's like, once the tide comes in, you're marooned, basically. Like, you're stuck on this island. And the only people there are Ned and his wife and the dog.
And the dogs.
Yeah, Ned, who I think looks after the property. Yeah. And you're like...
I just called the chickens the food. That's really terrible. Oh. Sorry, Ned.
Well.
So sorry, Ned. So sorry. I'm like, yeah, the food. And I'm like, no, chicken. The chickens. I don't know about you, but when she said that, I definitely
panicked. Yeah, I panicked a little bit, not gonna lie.
Like, definitely shot myself, because I was ain't no way, boy. Because remember us coming up with different, like, murder scenarios?
Yeah, basically. We were like, so what happens if I break my leg on this island? Like, you just have to wait.
Like, what happens, like, I don't know, if a serial killer is hidden in that cave?
What if you're marooned on an island with a serial killer? What happens?
Well, then we're on an island and this part for me was like with the whole mermaid thing. Mm-hmm. When I really deeped it, I was like, yeah, I laugh at Susie's mermaid, boy.
And it's a phobia, guys. It doesn't have to be rooted in realism.
I laugh at your phobia, But deep down inside, the phobia is real. No,
actually, do you know what's really funny, we're actually?
In the middle of the fucking sea.
Yeah.
It's not even, like, just water. Like, it's not like a muscle, bro, right? Because that sea, I feel like that's enclosed sea, if that makes any sense.
You can move further inland.
Yeah, it's like crevice. I mean, it's water coming into the crevice. Mm-hmm. Davar is water going into the sea, and there's just more sea. And after the sea, there's the more ocean. Sea. Sea, exactly.
And on the other side, water. America.
Point. So I was like, you're telling me there's dolphins here and like whales and shit and sharks? There's definitely mermaids in these waters.
Seals.
And if one of them decided, I don't know, to
that was a day.
Mysteriously grow wings and like, yeah, you know, turn up at the lighthouse, because that's how they get them. And it like, what if in the middle of the night they start mysteriously singing and now you're just,
I thought I was gonna hear sirens for sure.
Me too.
But anyway, so we get there and we get into Ned's buggy thing. He basically, well, sorry, I just have to mention this again. So we get to the island, like the parking bit before you're supposed to drive onto it, but obviously not every car should drive onto that because it's,
yeah,
when the tide is out, it's still like the sea.
Yeah,
so
it's pretty much
your car needs to be able to handle
a four-wheel drive, if I'm correct, no?
Like you actually need a Land Rover.
Yeah.
Like you actually need a Land Rover.
You need a Rover.
Yeah, and we get there and it's just like there's nothing in sight, and like you can see the panic on Ellen's face as she's like, oh my god, have I
where is it?
But we were in the right place, so it's all good. Yeah, so Ned comes and gets us and he drives over the beach. And it's like amazing views, like props, amazing driving. That man must have some amazing skill, like that we need to know about, because like, yeah.
Oh yeah.
This was like driving on a cliff.
That weird bit where he was like driving and there was like no drive place, but like
there was nowhere to drive, and it looked like the car was literally climbing.
I was like
it was so vertical.
Yeah.
So I think they come and get you, right? I think so. Well, they have them to come get you.
I think they have to. Ned has to come and get you because he's got those little luggage.
No way. That no regular car can make that trip. Like, no, not a chance. Like, you're literally climbing cliff face. And it's like this one moment in it where, like, you're just filled with awe because one side is just like basically a cliff. And then the other side, you're just looking into the sea. Like, if this car just.
If you just decided to pat 1 second, wild. There's one specific area where, like, I had to make sure just to stare at the shrubbery because of
I didn't want to look at certain points. Yeah, I didn't want to look. But that's what I'm saying. That man has got skills.
But it's such a drive.
Oh, it's so good. So we get there, and I'm not going to lie, it was so beautiful. It was so nice just to see the lighthouse just on the property. Like, oh, my God. Like, it was so cool. And then they showed us, like, where little house that we were supposed to be staying in.
Yeah.
But before we could even go in, like, obviously it's a TV show, so like, don't forget, guys, everything is content.
This is when I realized that it's real.
They were like, oh yeah, we met our director and cameraman, David. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so we were literally like, right, we can't look at the prop thing. I was like, I don't think I want to look yet because I'll start formulating opinions
immediately.
I want to, yeah. So like, I want to give it a shot. Like, I want to wait until thingy. But anyways, yeah. So great news. So all this stuff. So we get mic'd up and stuff. And there's Grado, who some people might know from Two Doors Down and Scott Squad, and he's like really funny.
He's hilarious. He generally is hilarious.
So they're like, okay, this is what we're gonna do. He's gonna basically walk up. He's gonna walk up the driveway and meet you guys and be like, hi Susie and Shirley, like, da da da, tell me about yourselves, and you guys are just gonna have like a conversation about it, and then you're gonna go and explore the property. So we do a couple of takes, and between Shirley and Grado, I'm not sure who's actually like the funniest. It was very difficult to focus. I'm sure there were loads of takes that just would never make it into.
They honestly got to a point where, like, if I look at him in the face, I'm not getting the shot out.
Yeah.
I think you can actually tell on the show, there's one point.
Yeah, Shirley's just not making eye contact with him.
With anyone. I'm not even looking anywhere. I was like, I need to fix that scowl on my face, by the way.
Oh, it's so funny. I can actually tell what mood and what was going on just based on your facial expressions.
Bye.
So we did the thing, and then Grader left, and then we were David was like, yeah, okay, guys, we're just going to set up the shot for you walking up. So I don't know how many times we did that walk. We did it many times. Each time, like, you would just get all the way up to the door.
The thing is, right?
Because, like, you have to remember, it's TV.
And you got the one shot where I'm waddling.
I don't know why you waddled. Why was waddling an option?
Girl, because, like, waddling is, like, the comfort zone of walking.
Nah. Were you doing the tired black woman walk?
I was.
The Viola Davis with a heavy carrier bag.
Yes. Every single walk from that is literally just me doing the Viola Davis. Viola Davis show. This is why I actually have to take walks every single day now, because I literally looked at that show and I was like, mm-mm. I saw my chins and I saw my walk and I saw my posture. I was like, mm-mm.
I just saw how short I am, and I know there's nothing I can do about it.
Midget.
Nothing I can do about any of that.
Everybody laughed and confirmed that one thing I keep getting angry about, which is the fact that we look like a lesbian couple.
Oh, who said that?
So I've said it a few times, just the boys.
Oh, no, who?
Yeah, I've said it a few times to be like, do you know what really aggravates me sometimes on nights out? Like, because I don't dress very hyper-feminine either. Like,
just very bitch.
I always look like Susie's bitch overprotective girlfriend. And I only deeped this when we were in the toilet that one time in the club, when everybody like came up to you and like, hiya, you look beautiful, by the way. And then someone looked up to me and went, you're punching. And then walked away. And I was like, wait, hold the bus.
That's so funny.
I was like, hold the bus.
When was this?
This was in Habana, if I'm correct.
Well, we were in a gay club.
In Habana. But I was still like, fine, okay, we're in a gay club, right? But like, come on. Just assume that I'm the girlfriend and call it a day. You don't have to come up to me and tell me that I'm punching. Don't you think I know?
Rude.
I was like, damn. Rude. I was like, damn.
That's so rude.
In my head, I was like thinking, you mad anyway, because you probably think
you couldn't even.
You wish. You wish.
So yeah, so we go in finally and we do like a bunch of filming. Obviously not seen in like the scenes. Maybe I've got it on camera. No. Guys, somebody needs to actually hold my hand with editing, because I need the discipline. I just don't have focus at the moment. My focus is all over
the whole thing.
Sit down and do the whole thing. It'd be great. I think maybe we can do voiceover, the both of us. Maybe let's just recreate the whole episode, lol. Anyways, so number one, we didn't know how to light fires, and boy, did we get good at lighting fires over this trip.
Boy, we lit some fires. Like,
guys, if there's one thing I need from my future property ever, I need one of those old school fires. The one where you can like cook something, like a little breakfast on the top.
On the top, and then inside boil. There's just the heater.
Mm-hmm. That's what I realized. Everyone in that part of Scotland has got one. They must have one. Like, this must be a requirement.
Had one. And every single, like, we learned it. We mastered it. We're good. You know, this it's a skill I'm taking for summer. Now I know that it doesn't matter which part of the woods we go to. If somebody wants a fire.
The woods.
Me and Susie got it.
What? Yeah.
Camping.
Oh, thank God. I was just thinking you're just hanging out in woods. Anyway.
Take a stereo, some alcohol.
True.
Sit down in the woods and get.
Well, now I know what I need. I need to buy the kindling. I'm just gonna buy it in mass.
The way Susie was like, just put 10 in there, it's fine.
No, Shirley, you were pissing me off, right? Guys, from the first fire that we had to light, this girl kept on. She kept trying to just light dry bits of wood as if like the wood would just take by itself. It's a thick bit. How is it gonna catch fire?
No, you were lighting the paper, which then lights the small pieces of wood, which then...
Yeah, but Shirley was being so conservative with the paper usage. Like, she was, like, scrunching up one piece of, like, newspaper. I was like, how are you supposed to start a big fire with that? Like, we're going to be here forever. You know, like... No way. I was, like, I was just ruthless. I was just shoving in the whole bits of paper. Oh, kindling, I'm going to put 5 bits. Shirley was like, I'll just put one little tiny bit. It's like, no, I'm going to put 5, 6. Chuck another one just for luck.
You don't know what the economy is like right now.
The kindling economy. Guys, all I'm saying is don't be shy. Just chuck it in.
Don't be shy. Just go in. Go in hot and heavy. Yeah.
And I think hot that's the good thing about them is that they literally give you all of these things to like start your own fire. And it was just so nice in there. It was so cute.
I will give it to Davar Island that as much as like I did say this in the episode, there wasn't really a lot to do.
Yeah.
Around the island, but inside they had everything that you could possibly need and want inside of that house.
For sure. Like, to be occupied, I think it's a great place to go, like, mm-hmm. as a romantic couple getaway. Yeah. For friends, actually, I could go back there with you for friendship.
I could go back
there. Because they've got, like, an upstairs.
That's the thing. This is what I'm saying. I think four people can easily go there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Four people can definitely go. Mm-hmm. And you could all keep yourselves absolutely, like, occupied with, like, card games. They give you card games. Yeah. They give you, like, a whole, like, the henny.
They do give you so much. And you don't get bored. Like, for instance, the way that you were able to, like, cook an entire meal without even having to, like, you know.
Yeah. Basically, I never want to make a steak on camera ever again because.
You didn't burn it. It's just a fucked up pan. I don't know what's going on, Ned. I do have to say, to be fair with you, Ned, it's not really your fault, is it?
No,
I don't know. Is it your fault? I don't know. Whoever stocks, whoever replenishes the cupboards, please, like,
please look at that pan.
That pan there was not for the steak because you couldn't even sear it.
No,
like there was no searing happening there.
No. But then was it the steak? Was it cold? No, it doesn't make any difference.
Nah,
I was actually more afraid I was gonna like set the place on fire.
Were you? I was busy reading.
Yeah, this is the other thing that we found out about filming and the whole filming experience is that, guys, it's not easy to be on camera 24/7, basically, not or like easy. On all the time because, like, from the second that David started rolling, oh my God, like, there's something weird that happens mentally.
Do you know?
I'm sure there's so many people.
I think it's because it feels performative. Like, I know that when it comes to me and you, mm-hmm. can pretty much be on with each other the whole day. Mm-hmm. But when you're doing something repetitively and it's now performative and it's not just a natural vibe, mm-hmm. you're like, nah, sorry. I can't make that sound more authentic than it sounded the first time I done it.
I think Yeah. I think retaking stuff is like a bit mental. Like, I've just opened the fridge.
Yeah. And then
like, I gotta open the fridge again.
When we were trying to cook and the kitchen was small, and I was like, in any other normal circumstance, we probably would have cooked together because that's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the size of that kitchen and the way we were trying to film it, mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna sit down and read these books.
Yeah, I was like, no, but like, honestly, for me mentally, I think it's such a different thing. Like, I don't think you think about this much, but imagine you're at a job interview, basically, but now you're at a job interview for like 7 hours. That's what it kind of feels like.
The whole day.
Because though you might try to be your full and authentic self, and we really did try,
mm-hmm.
you always have to be a little bit conscious that, like, literally less than a meter away is a freaking camera.
You know?
And if you, you got to think about yourself. Like, honestly, you have to actually be like,
I'm actually, you know, this is making me.
You can't go off the rails, basically.
You can't.
Like, you can't.
This is
maybe on Real Housewives they can do it, but even then, no.
See, now that they lose their shit, that makes so much sense.
See, now that we've done this process,
mm-hmm.
people that do reality TV, props to you. And I also see how that meltdown might happen.
That's what I mean.
If you're constantly being filmed, it's got nothing to do with like obviously who is filming us. Or like, I'm just saying, like mentally, if you're always on. Like that, and bear in mind, like Real Housewives, that then people they film all the time.
It's wild.
Everything is content, and even worse, like that's their lives
every day.
No wonder by the time it gets to reunion,
they're all ready to throw down because they've had 5 minutes to breathe.
yeah. Basically, the pressure is getting worse. But actually, you know what? It was also loads of fun. In a way, because I didn't know my brain could do so many tangents like that. I really did not know.
No.
I didn't know that I could be, like, entertaining. Really? I didn't think I could be. But I feel like it just switched on, like, once. Like,
yeah.
Once you're in that situation, you're like, oh, and I think it's supposed to be fun.
I do kind of, there's, like, a little part of me that kind of feels a little bit sorry for David because it's like,
oh, yeah.
You really.
That's like, the first day you've met us.
Yeah, that's the first day you've met us. It's the first time we've done this.
And like you pretty much had to keep it together and also get content at the same time.
Yep.
And also trying to make sure that like we are okay.
Yep.
And not switching off and not, you know, going to the wire screen. And I genuinely do feel for him.
But he was good. He was good as well. Well, I suppose everybody was great at being like, just let us know if you need a break. But it's like, guys, just purely for the fact that it's the first time that we're doing it, I also don't know where my breaks are. Like, where I need to break.
It killed me. It was this panic when we were like, let's walk up the hill.
Yeah.
And then he was like, sure.
You sure you don't want to take a break?
If you guys want to do that, we can do that. Like, yeah, come on, let's walk. Let's go.
Let's take a break. I think he was trying to tell us that he needed a break.
I know. I was like, guys, watch yourselves when you're walking up that hill.
Yeah, just like gone.
But
it was good. It was good though.
Really, really great opening day. Like,
yeah,
opening experience.
I mean, we also like the next day ended up going up into the later that night once David and Ella had gone away to their separate sleeping places because, of course, like why would they
share it with us?
Yeah. So they went away to their sleeping bits and they just kind of like left us to it and they asked us to do some like sound footage.
I genuinely thought they were going to be especially when I saw the cot bed out. I was like, all right, okay, so I take it they're just gonna like sleep upstairs then. Like,
yeah, no. They fully left us to experience what there was to do in each of the stays. So we then discovered the upstairs, which was like he had to like climb a little ladder. I mean, like you can take the stairs, but like that's not fun.
Well, taking the stairs required you to go outside of the house. The stairs outside in the middle of the dark on an island where there's strange noises and it's cold because it's like 0 degrees. So I would rather take a ladder.
Yeah, I just took the ladder up. And although it got a little bit tricky after we like drank the brandy to go up through like a ladder on a trapdoor.
I was falling asleep in that living room. I was like, I'm not going down this ladder after this.
And then we found that they had a telescope. And we tried our best to look through the telescope because, oh my God, it's so beautiful out there in the dark.
So nice.
Wow.
So nice.
How many stars? Insane. Tons. Insane.
And just like looking out in the water, like, it's terrifying, but so
So cool.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But my thing was that lighthouse. Sorry. A lighthouse is a lighthouse because it has a light at the top of the house, ne?
Yeah.
I really need to remember that. The way I genuinely was about to climb up there and knock it down, like, every 5 seconds. The
light kept on like revolving and shining right into your eye.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, you're not the fucking Eiffel Tower, somewhere down.
Joking, but yeah. Right.
So didn't they change the rotation on it or something? Because lighthouses rotate in a circle. From what I know,
they rotate
in a circle. But apparently they changed that because something was causing something else from something, and now it goes like it's on a blinker instead of a rotation.
I don't know. I think the blinker is like a Morse code. I don't know. Or some kind of, I don't know. But basically the light's getting bigger, you're too close. I don't know how it works. But anyway. So we did some stargazing and then we went to bed, woke up and we filmed like the scoring process and all that stuff. And it was really loads of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I think the bar was amazing.
That was absolutely fantastic.
No, it was really good. I'm kind of like a little bit sad because I wish that the program had been like an hour long because I think there was just so much more that we could have.
A lot more content from
each of the escapes
and the visits, basically.
Because it was beautiful. Like, don't get us wrong. Like, it was really beautiful. I would recommend it to loads of folk, actually.
And I really love the fact that we got a chance to do that because that's personally up until then. That's personally.
Yeah, I would have never considered. No way.
I'd be like, for what reason? What are we doing there?
Yeah.
That would have been me. So I'm really, really grateful because that is something that I can potentially, like, you know.
Yeah. I would definitely book that with my parents. I don't think we're allowed to.
No, let's fuck up Girls' Holiday.
Girls' Holiday.
Everybody's like, let's go to abroad. No, we're not going abroad. We're going to Scotland.
I'm going to Scotland. It's a Scotland trip this year. Well, do you know what? If you go in the summer, I don't think you could tell the difference.
No, I don't think you would be able to. Campbelltown in the summer.
Have a really good time.
Campbelltown.
Anyways, lads, as you've been hearing me say anyway for like the last 10 minutes, that basically signals that we have come to the end of this episode. I know that we've only just chatted about Dabar Island, but I think maybe we might just do an episode for each one of the escapes.
Didn't realize we had
because there was just so much that happened and so much that we had to see. I think we had like a really great time on each one of them, and like rightfully so. I think they each deserve
their own merit.
Yeah, they each deserve it because.
And well, I also want to shout out was up to me as well. I want to shout out the people. Ned was cool. Ned was a G. I just want to put it. Ned was a G. Like Ned's that kind,
very kind.
That just
basically put it this way, guys. The pod is obviously Black Scott pod a lot. I know a lot of us are a little bit apprehensive about going away on hauls to the more to islands or places that are where there's not a lot of black people around there. And we kind of did have some apprehension and like, oh my god, how welcome are we going to feel? How is it going to be? Like, is it just going to be like a madness? But actually what I'll say, and I'll give it to them, like every single one of the escapes made us feel so wonderful and so welcome, to the extent that we actually feel like, do you know what, traveling up Scotland would be like a no-brainer. It's like an absolute no-brainer. Like, definitely give it a shot and like have a look at all each one of the escapes that we went to, because
it's worth.
You won't regret. You will not regret. There's a reason why they all made it into the like categories finalists. Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Anyways, that's us. You see us next week. Well, you listen to us next week.
Nice, yes, you just never know. You just never know.
Yes, and if you haven't already caught the episode, it's Scotland's Greatest Escape on BBC Scotland. It's now on iPlayer, so make sure to catch that. Episode 3 with your faves, Susie and Shirley, to see what we mean about like how cute and amazing like Dabar Island was. And then you can catch us next week when we will talk about Inverlonan, which is where we went. And if you have watched the episode, then you know.
The secrets. In Inverlonan, we wore swimsuits. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Inverlonan was an experience, and it's got us to do things we've never done in our lives
ever,
and make more fires.
Everybody's so creative.
yeah basically.
Okay,
all right guys, enjoy the rest of your days. Yes,
Toodle pip, and have a great one. Great week.
Bye
Toodle pip.